The opinions expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of Salem Communications, staff, management, or advertisers.
Activist Radio is on the air.
You've tuned in to the Mark Harrington Show, sponsored by Created Equal.
Mark is training a new generation of leaders
to take on the culture of death and win. All right!
If you don't like abortion, don't have one.
The only thing that can be said to be objective truth is that there is no objective truth.
It does come out in one piece. It comes out in one piece.
I would argue that we certainly are not all created equal.
And now, here's Mark.
That's right, the voice of resistance is back on the air here at WRFD, and I got a question for you. How many branches of government are there? Do you know? Well, there's the executive, the judicial, and the legislative. The executive enforces the law. The legislative makes the law. And the judicial is supposed to interpret the law. But in America, we got it backwards. It's all mixed up. And many of us, including myself and my guests, decry judicial activism. And that's when the judicial branch usurps the legislative branch to make law. But all across America, there's something else going on. These abortion bans that have been making their way through state houses. In 2006, I was part of one that got one hearing, frankly, in the health committee. And then there's been others, heartbeat bills and other things like that, where now it's our legislative branch that has really usurped the role of the judicial branch by saying before these bills ever get a vote that they're unconstitutional. So our politicians have become justices. It's not judicial activism. It's what I call legislative judicialism, if you will. Our judges have become legislators, and now our legislators have become judges. I mean, it's totally mixed up. And the problem is that these legislators and along with much of the pro-life movement have forgotten the fact that it's Roe versus Wade that's unconstitutional, not these other laws that are being passed in state houses across America. And those who try to pass laws to meet the so-called Roe v. Wade criteria are surrendering to unjust law. Roe is an abomination. It's an unjust law, and we should not be bowing down to the worst ruling in history. And if we do, then we are no better than the ones who wrote it. Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. said this when he talked about unjust laws in his letter from the Birmingham jail. He said, quote, "A just law is a man-made code that squares with the moral law or the law of God. An unjust law is a code that is out of harmony with the moral law." See, that's the issue here. It's real simple. Are we going to obey man or are we going to obey God? Are we going to follow unjust law like Roe v. Wade that sanctions the killing of unborn babies? Or are we going to follow God's law that says thou shalt not murder? The problem is our politicians and a number of our allies in the pro-life movement have bent their knee, have bowed down to this unjust law of Roe v. Wade. I can tell you this, I will never recognize Roe versus Wade. I will obey the God rather than men, and we need to pass laws that don't bend the knee to Roe versus Wade, and that's why I have Dr. Patrick Johnson on the show today. Dr. Johnson's a family physician. He's also the president of Personhood Ohio. Dr. Johnson, thanks for being on the Mark Harrington Show.
That was a great introduction, Mark. Thank you.
Hey, man, it's good to have you. Let's jump right into personhood. Now, I want people to understand what you're doing, and this is a movement across America. What is personhood, and what is the personhood? What are the personhood amendments? What are they?
Well, for four decades, pro-life movement largely has tried to affect the protection of unborn children by way of Washington, D.C. Get a good pro-life president there, appoints pro-life justices, maybe we can actually get a Supreme Court or overturn Roe v. Wade. A couple years ago, that changed when states started proactively saying, well, it's our duty to protect the unborn within our lawful jurisdiction. So we had states beginning to try to protect the unborn, ignoring the Supreme Court decisions that defy the law of nature and nature's God. Personhood is the idea that if we simply define life in state constitutions, define person, persons are protected in the Ohio State Constitution, for example. If we define persons scientifically to include unborn children, then they will be protected under the state constitution, which is a higher plane of law and more binding than legislation, which could be changed from year to year. And so we got to get 385,000 signatures to get our two-sentence amendment on the ballot where a simple 50.1% of Ohioans, a simple majority, can protect 100% of the children in state law. We have about 67,000, and the law, the two-sentence amendment very simply defines when life begins. And it failed. It got on the ballot in Colorado, got on the ballot in Mississippi. It failed in those two places, but we think the wording of our amendment will help insulate our amendment from some of the common multi-million-dollar smear campaigns Planned Parenthood and the pro-abort advocates have done in Mississippi and Colorado. So we're actually on our way right now to the Great Homeschool Convention in Cincinnati. We have a booth, and we plan on getting thousands of signatures and encouraging others to go get signatures.
Dr. Johnson, let me interrupt here. Let's go over some of that there. Why is it that you believe the state has the jurisdiction over personhood or over abortion rather than the federal government? Obviously, you understand the supremacy clause of the U.S. Constitution, and that doesn't the federal judiciary trump state measures, abortion bans, amendments, anything like that?
Well, there is a federal jurisdiction and there is a state jurisdiction. Criminal justice is a state jurisdiction.
Why is that?
The federal government.
Why?
Well, there's no, for example, the federal government prosecutes three crimes according to the Constitution: treason, counterfeiting, and piracy. Murder and child molestation are crimes, but they're not crimes prosecutable by the federal government. The federal government is limited to specifically enumerated powers, Amendment 9 and 10. They should, according to the 14th Amendment, it says, a state may not deny to any person within its jurisdiction the equal protection of the laws. So when states deny the equal protection of the laws to unborn children, states violate the Constitution. The federal government, it's within the federal government's jurisdiction to force the state not to violate the Constitution. But the federal government is not the prosecutor. They're not the teeth of the law that protects the innocent. It's the state. And so it's the state's duty to protect the unborn by way of criminal justice. And moreover, it's biblical. When you look at Deuteronomy 21,
right?
The Bible says that when somebody's murdering the country, the nearest community is responsible for doing justice, and they have the guilt of innocent blood on them if they don't. So constitutionally and biblically, states should protect the innocent within their own lawful jurisdiction, and the federal government should intervene if they do not.
My guest is Dr. Patrick Johnson. He's a family physician from Hebron, Ohio, and also heads up Personhood Ohio. It's personhoodohio.com is the website. If you can go there, you can pick up one of these petitions, folks, and help us get this thing on the ballot. So
Amen.
We can end legalized child killing in the state of Ohio. Patrick, let's continue for a few minutes on that. I want people to understand, because a lot of folks think, you got to work within Roe v. Wade. You got to work within the framework of that. It's unconstitutional. Why would you bother wasting time and effort and money when pass something, God willing, and have it struck down by the federal courts? Explain the doctrine of nullification and the lesser magistrate.
Well, nullification is sweeping the country right now. States are nullifying the federal government when the federal government violates its constitutional limitations. For example, you have three states who've passed Firearms Freedoms Acts, which simply state, these have not yet been challenged in court, but they simply state that guns made in Tennessee or Montana, or the other state, I think Kentucky has one, for Tennesseans, so they stay within that state. Those guns are outside of the jurisdiction of the federal government, who is exploiting the Commerce Clause to say we're in charge of guns. And so what we're doing is trying to nullify, way of proactive legislation, nullify the federal government when the federal government violates the Constitution. That's why we have medical marijuana right now. In 2001 and in 2005, the Supreme Court said states may not violate federal policy with regard to medical marijuana. We have over a dozen states that have done it anyway.
They did it anyway, and the federal government did not stop them, right?
They have no power to stop them.
Okay.
Sort of the Attorney General in invading what is legal in a state, and then you have a prosecution. You have to make it a federal crime. It's very difficult for the federal government to intervene when a state legalizes something that the federal government has no jurisdiction over.
Okay, so you're calling on
tyranny.
Okay, so you're calling on the state government, or in this case, in a constitutional amendment in the state of Ohio, that would nullify federal law on Roe versus Wade. In other words, it's interposition. You're basically saying we don't recognize Roe v. Wade.
Right. It's like you said in your introduction. It's not binding because it violates the law of God. He is King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And your point is very important, even for personhood folks that are gathering signatures for us. A lot of people think our goal is to overturn Roe versus Wade. Overturning Roe versus Wade does not protect one single person.
Right.
It simply returns the issue back to the state.
That's correct.
And the only way Roe versus Wade would ever be turned is if the state proactively protects the unborn, and that case goes before the Supreme Court. But even if Ohio's personhood amendment, it passes on election day, it's held up by a judge, it goes before the Supreme Court. If the Supreme Court tells Ohio's leaders, you cannot protect unborn children within your lawful jurisdiction, it would be the duty of Ohio's leaders to obey the Constitution anyway and violate that tyranny, because that tyranny is not binding. It violates the law of God, which is the basis of all morality and justice.
My guest is Dr. Patrick Johnson. You can go to personhoodohio.com, get a petition, get many petitions, and get them signed and send back to Patrick and the team there. And we can get this thing on the ballot in November and take over this whole issue of abortion and not leave it to Washington, D.C. to handle. A long time ago, I made the decision that I was tired of asking evil men to do good. And I've been, down at the state house begging these people to pass these bills, and it always happened that it was right on the, edge of being passed, and then some Republican in name only, or pro-lifer in name only, would say, well, that's going to be unconstitutional. We can't pass that. And I'm sick and tired of it. We're not going to do that anymore. You're listening to Your Radio Activist on the Mark Harrington Show. Go to createdequal.net. We'll be back on the other side with Dr. Patrick Johnson of Personhood Ohio. Folks, get these petitions signed. We've got to get this thing on the ballot. We'll be right back.
What do other pro-life leaders think of Mark Harrington and Created Equal? Listen to Scott Klusendorf of Life Training Institute.
Created Equal is about changing this culture, and that's what we have to do if we are going to win this fight. And Mark and Seth and the others on the team of Created Equal are doing just that. And I am happy to endorse their work. Glad to call them fellow companions in this fight for the life of the unborn, and I certainly hope you will support and work with them as they work on reforming this culture so that it has an appreciation for human life.
Mark Harrington is a missionary and free speech advocate, and Mark has been on the front line of the debate over abortion for over 20 years. Mark needs your prayers and financial support. Please support Mark and Created Equal by going to createdequal.net or send a check to Created Equal, Post Office Box 360502, Columbus, Ohio 43230. Your gifts are tax deductible.
That's right, I'm radioactive in more than one way. I'm on the radio and I'm active. I'm also radioactive when it comes to the other side. Those who like to kill babies, they don't want to get anywhere near me. And my guest is Patrick Johnson with the Personhood Ohio. And we're talking about the Personhood Amendment here in Ohio, which we're trying to get signatures to get on the ballot here in November. Patrick, I got one question, then I want to switch gears to this decision in Alabama, the Supreme Court decision, which I think has ramifications on the child killing issue. Mm-hmm. How do you answer this question when people say, as George Bush once did, America's not ready to end abortion? 60% of Americans want first trimester abortion. Even if you get this done, and let's say you do pass it, it'll be like prohibition. People won't follow it, et cetera, et cetera. What do you think about changing the culture in order to change our politics? Doesn't the one come before the other? And isn't this a little bit of getting the cart before the horse?
You know, I don't think so. I see in the book of Judges that when a leader rose up and did righteously, God gave the people peace. And when the leaders let innocent blood be shed in the land and did not intervene and provide the justice they were obligated to provide, God sent judgment. You know, the shedding of innocent blood brings God's wrath upon the land faster than any other sin, that and idolatry and sodomy. And so we have got to protect the unborn. A lot of people concerned about the Obama administration affecting our freedoms, you know, homeschoolers, sidewalk counselors, people like you and I that try to wake people up to the sin of abortion, homosexuality. We're all concerned about losing our freedoms. Listen, if we don't protect these children of God, the least of these, we don't deserve freedom. And so in my mind, this is one of the most important things. And so we affect the culture by way of protecting the innocent. It's not like we got to get a Democratic majority first. That's not biblical. One man plus God is a majority. That's biblical. It's not the will of our Father that one of these children should perish. That's biblical. If we pray according to his will, believing we receive those things for which we ask, we shall receive them, 1 John 2 says. So we pray according to his will, we act according to his will, and we believe God for miracles.
Dr. Patrick Johnson is my guest. Go to personhoodohio.com. Get a petition. Get it signed. Get more of them signed and send them in. We need to get this thing done by November. Patrick, let's move on to this Supreme Court decision in Alabama. Apparently, here you go. I mean, here's what you're talking about, right? You've got the Supreme Court of Alabama, who basically has decided that the preborn are human, deserve rights of personhood in a case not involving abortion, apparently involving illegal drugs. A woman who was pregnant, who was using illegal drugs. After her baby was born, the infant tested positively for drugs, and she was charged with a crime. And ended up pleading guilty to violating Alabama's chemical endangerment statute. Mm-hmm. And of course, it was challenged and went to the Alabama Supreme Court. And they handed down a decision, 8-1, that determined that the word child in the Constitution of Alabama included the unborn. Yeah. And that, quote, under the Equal Protection Clause of the 14th Amendment, states have an obligation to provide unborn children at any stage of their development the same legal protection from injury and death they provide to persons already born. Let me ask you this. Is this what you're talking about? I mean, is this nullification,
sir,
interposition, you know, lesser magistrate doing his responsibility before God?
Yeah, this Roy Moore. Clearly state, this is the second such decision from Alabama. It's so refreshing to see a court actually be reasonable on the subject, where they actually declare the scientific definition of life and that state legislators, state criminal justice systems are obligated to protect the unborn, just like born people. See, even our pro-life legislation doesn't do that sometimes. We want to say, well, it's going to be a one-year penalty, and we provide exceptions. You know, I think it's interesting that the Roe versus Wade decision was simply regulatory. Some would say it protected unborn children. It simply tried to regulate abortion. And so many of our pro-life legislation doesn't protect the unborn, like born people.
Right.
You see, but personhood amendments, we don't prescribe a crime. We simply define person as our state law already protects people by way of criminal justice. It defines a person. So all the laws that apply to people apply to unborn children. It's simple. It's short. It's a two-sentence amendment. And think about it. It's just the people that profess to be pro-life in the state of Ohio will sign a petition that they already agree with. It'll go on the ballot. And if we vote, it'll be the law of the land. When judges in Ohio raise their hand on the Bible and take an oath to uphold and defend the Constitution, they will be taking an oath to uphold and defend protection for unborn children.
So what does this decision mean? I mean, does it have any implications on abortion directly in the state of Alabama or anywhere else? Or is it just kind of a precedent that now Supreme Courts are now, you know, basically doing the right thing?
Well, they can't make law, remember?
Right.
They just render a decision in this case. But fortunately, there's a thing called stare decisis.
Right.
Lesser judges appeal to higher judges. And
which has been used against us, of course, terribly in the last 41 years. But, yeah.
It only applies to Alabama law. But they set a precedent in states and principles that we all can learn from. States are obligated. Forget Roe versus Wade. That's what basically he says.
Right.
As a matter of fact, in the decision they made last year, he said Roe versus Wade was wrongly decided. It's not valid. It's not binding. We don't have to overturn it. The 1857 Supreme Court decision where Dred Scott, a runaway slave, was declared property, that was never overturned. It was ignored. It was ignored. States proactively defended the innocent. Half of Ohio's Underground Railroad workers defined the federal government, defined the Federal Fugitive Slave Act. Half of them came right here from Ohio. And so we have a strong historical heritage of defying tyranny to protect the innocent. And that's why I say that Ohio will be the first that says, we don't want to overturn Roe versus Wade. We want to do our duty. And our duty includes loving our unborn children like we love ourselves, protecting them as we would want to be protected in state law, which is our lawful constitutional obligation.
My guest is Dr. Patrick Johnson. We're talking about Personhood Ohio, the amendment to protect preborn babies in the state of Ohio. Patrick, we got about 2 minutes here. Let's wrap it up. Let's talk directly to our listeners in the church, Christians, pastors. What do you want them to do?
Well, so many of you brothers and sisters, you know, you're concerned about the loss of freedom in this country. We see freedoms dwindling, especially when you compare to the last generation. Two generations ago, taxes are rising. The government's out of control. Federal government is now the biggest employer and the most expensive business in the country. How did we get here? And how do we turn back to the law of nature and nature of God and an unlimited government? If we don't protect the unborn children, 25,000 a year killed in Ohio, if we don't protect them, we deserve tyranny. We must protect these children. He hears their silent screams. God remembers the innocent blood that's shed. You know, Obama's not the greatest threat to liberty of good Americans. God is, because God judges nations that shed innocent blood. Daniel was a godly man, but he went into captivity for his nation's sin. So we need to protect these children. And it's not hard. You sign a petition that states something you already agree with. You get your friends and family to sign it. They're people. Will you sign my pro-life petition? You mail it in. We turn it into the Secretary of State, and we vote, and we protect our
children. So how do they get the petition, Patrick?
Personhoodohio.com.
Okay.
Is the website they would go to.
Personhoodohio.com, okay.
And they print out a petition and follow the instructions on the front. It's real easy. And, you know, and I want to encourage you to believe. Believe God to rise up and protect the innocent. It's his will. He just wants it to be ours. I believe he longs for us just to be like David and stand before that Goliath and proclaim the word of the Lord and be faithful, and God will turn it around.
Praise God. Dr. Patrick Johnson's been my guest here. Go to personhoodohio.com, get a petition, And even more than that, get more than one and get them signed. Give them to your friends to get signed and have others sign them. Get a hold of Patrick and go out to the Combs Sewell conferences like he is this weekend. Mm-hmm. Listen, folks, I'm tired. I'm tired of this. Roe v. Wade is an abomination. Let's stop bending the knee and bowing our knee to an unjust law. Let's do what's right and just let the state of Ohio decide. You've been listening to your radio activist, the voice of resistance on WRFD. God bless you. God bless America. And remember, America, to bless God.
You've been listening to Mark Harrington, your radio activist, sponsored by Created Equal. For more information on how to become a witness against the evil plague in America, call Created Equal at 614-269-7808, 614-269-7808, or go online to createdequal.net, createdequal.net. Be sure to tune to the Mark Harrington Show next time for your marching orders in the culture war.